All right, guys, welcome to our second Q&A episode of the month of March. Jason's going to be happy about this one because it is related to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. But before we get into that, just so that you guys know, we love answering any question that you guys have on training, Jiu-Jitsu, obviously, Jason loves that, family, parenting, anything that you guys want us to answer on a podcast, you can either reply to any of our emails. So if you're not signed up for our newsletter, there's a link in the show notes. Make sure you sign up for that. You can reply to any of those emails, send us your question, or Jason does a good job of, you know, putting up one of those question stickers on Instagram before we're about to record these. So keep an eye out for that and put your questions in there. But let's get into this one, Jay. So how do you get back to training jiu-jitsu after taking nearly a year off? Should you go all in or ease your way back to it, maybe 1-2 times per week? And that's from Albert. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think Albert knows the answer to this question.
I think when you ask these kind of questions, it's like you kind of know the answer, but you need someone to tell you so that you're like, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. I know. So the best way to look at anything is, bro, we're in this for the long game, man. So like, think about it this way, whether it's your fitness, whether it's jiu-jitsu, whatever it is, if you took a year off, the question is like, why did you take a year off, right? Maybe you took a year off because you were injured. Maybe you took a year off because life happened. For whatever reason, you took an entire year off of something. And so to regain that something back, dude, it takes time. And it took you years to probably develop the consistency you had before. It took you probably, you know, now you've been off for a year. So it's going to take time to rebuild that consistency. What I don't think is a good idea, and this goes for anybody, anytime, is just jumping in too hard, too fast. I just find that you just get burnt out and you want to rebuild those habits. And so my recommendation would be to start off 2-3 times a week, earn your confidence, get back into the flow of things, because you're going to get sore. You're going to get beat up. You're going to have to acclimate. You're going to have to rehydrate. You're going to have to figure out how your body's feeling, getting back into the game after a while. And just, I think more than anything, man, it's like looking at it as a long game. Like, I want to do jiu-jitsu. I want to do our training for the rest of my life. And so if it takes me a little bit longer to ramp back up to 5-7 days a week, whatever that is, that's okay as long as it's something I could do for the rest of my life. But if you go too hard, too fast, not only are you putting yourself more at risk of potentially injury, but also I just feel like you can get burnt out really quickly. And so that's my recommendation. I think I would start off like two days a week while also supplementing with additional fitness outside of jiu-jitsu, build back that confidence, and then start ramping it up from there.
You know, I obviously can't answer this specific to jiu-jitsu because I haven't done it. I haven't taken time off. But I think that two things that I would kind of want to add to asking this question in the first place, you know, it's impossible to know why, you know, Albert, who asked the question, took a full year off. But I think that, you know, one thing that we talk about a lot is this idea of never zero, right? This idea of like never letting your momentum get to zero. Why? Because then you get into this position where like, it's tough to go back. Like you took a year off of whatever, training, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, running, you know, being really good about waking up early in the morning. You can insert anything that you were doing for a while, you were really happy you were doing it, and then you stop for a year. It feels like such an uphill battle to just get started again. And you can avoid that in the first place by never letting your momentum get to zero, right? Like maybe paring back a little bit, but just continuing to move forward. And again, I don't want to make assumptions. There's definitely very legitimate reasons to have to stop doing something for a year. Like life gets crazy. You know, I know we talked to someone the other day that was dealing with a lot of staph infection and had to take some time off the mats. So anyway, there's a lot of reasons why you could potentially have to have taken some time off. But I would ask two questions. One, did it have to be a year? Because I think that's another thing too, right? Like sometimes life happens and you have to step back for maybe a month because that's the time that it's really busy. But it's on you then to let that become a slippery slope that turns into a year off, or just getting back on the horse sooner rather than later. So that would be thing number one. And then thing number two is just, man, like sometimes you don't have to go from like 100 to zero. Sometimes because you're busy or whatever, you can tone it down to a little bit less, but you don't completely stop, because slowing down is fine, but completely stopping makes it really hard to get back into it. And that applies to training or everything, you know. People underestimate the power of doing less instead of just having like a it's all or nothing mentality when it comes to some of these things.
And it's hard to get back on. Like, I'll give you an example. I don't snatch very often. I don't. I prefer not to snatch anymore. I just don't enjoy it like I used to. And I was taking class at our gym the other day. And normally I follow our Train Hard app. And normally I train in the garage. I got guys that come over, whatever. But when I'm at the gym, I will take class. And class had snatches. And it's hard to get back in and do something you haven't done in a while, because it's hard because you have a perception in your brain of like how good you should be or how what you should be lifting or what you should be doing. So for that reason, it's hard because you're like, you know, you want to be the guy. You want to be the guy who's able to throw around weights before. And then all of a sudden, if you take that long off, it's hard to come back to it. And so it's a good reminder for me that like, if I still desire to do these things, I need to make sure I at least touch them a little bit, because otherwise you're going to lose that capacity very quickly. And that goes for running is a great example, right? If you don't touch it every now and then, it's hard just to go out and run an 800 meter in any appropriate time, because you just haven't exposed yourself recently to it. And even worse than that is you have these like preconceived notions of how fast you should be because of what you were doing when you were running. So the recommendation there is like that never zero mentality goes for even specific movements if you want to maintain them. Now, if you say, hey, I have no desire to do a muscle up ever again, if they come up in a CrossFit Games event, I don't care. That's one thing. But if you do desire to do them, you should probably add in some exposure every now and then. Otherwise, you'll lose it. And that's just something I was reflecting on with the CrossFit Games Open basically here. And then with these snatches coming up, dude, 155 for a set of three felt hella heavy, which it shouldn't have felt that heavy for me. It felt hella heavy, bro.
Yeah, man. That's a really tough part too, right? It's impossible to not get in your head about how things used to feel, how good you were, how proficient you were. It's really hard to like take a step back and be like, well, I shouldn't have the expectation that everything's going to feel the same because I haven't done this in that long. And I can see that being, you know, an issue as well. Going back to the original question that we're answering, you know, I'm sure that you feel a level of comfort conditioning on the mats if you're doing it consistently, a level of confidence that if you haven't done it in a year, you know, you probably go in and you're like, hey man, like these guys that I should be able to, you know, keep up with or not feel like I'm being, you know, thrown around like a rag doll. I'm getting thrown around like a rag doll. And I think that there's two things that I would expect happen there. It's like, A, it could be discouraging. And now you go from not doing it in a year to now you go 5 years because you tried to go back and you're like, man, like I lost this much and it sucks. And you kind of have to eat shit for a little bit before you like feel like yourself again. Some people aren't willing to do that. So that sucks. And then two, you know, there's always the increased risk for injury. And I'm sure that that's even more so in the BJJ space, because if you're, you know, not being careful and cautious and just trying to go back to what you were doing a year ago, I could see that being bad news.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think you're hitting the nail on the head. I mean, you're hitting the doubles today. But I mean, on those two notes, I mean, I agree with you. And I think with jiu-jitsu, I was actually talking to Dave Durante about this on his, Power Monkey podcast recently, and he was interested in jiu-jitsu. And I think maybe if you are taking time off to go back to doing some privates, good way to kind of rebuild that kind of flow state, get back to some of those normal, and then start off slow and work your way up. But I think the big takeaway here is like, I mean, there's always extenuating circumstances, and I don't claim to know what everybody else is going through. But in general, if you have a desire to get back into the game, the quicker you can get back into the game, the better, because the longer you let it ride for, the harder it is to get back into the game. And that game changes too. You know, I remember it was like, I was out of competing for CrossFit for a couple of years, and someone's like, dude, you know, are you going to go back and compete? And I'm thinking, hell no, bro. Like the game got away from me. Like you take some time off, and when you try and get back, those guys are just so much better. It's hard to get back into the game. And on a much different perspective, this is the same way. Everybody else is continuing to evolve and you've been staying stagnant on the game. So the earlier you get back in the game, even if you're just playing a little bit, the better off you're going to be because you're not at zero.
Plus you're kind of getting old.
Hey bro, I'm not 40 yet. You know, I'm still a spring chicken over here, dude. I gotta tell you, talk about the game. We got ladies in the game, dude. We got the garages packed at this very moment. There's five ladies that are in their, you know, I don't know, late 30s, 40s, and they're probably in better shape today. I know in particular, there's two women in our garage right now with my wife that are in better shape in their mid 40s than they were in their early 30s. So when you talk about the game, right, you got to get back in the game at some point. But here's the nice thing about the game is that if you're out of shape and you're whatever age you're listening to this and you're back in the game, bro, it's like cheat codes. You go back and all of a sudden it's the anti-aging cream. So
it's powerful stuff, man. It's powerful stuff. No, that's really cool. But yeah, I think that about wraps it for this one. We'll catch you guys on the next Q&A.